This is Telltales, Dakota Folklife and Stories, a collection of narratives, shared memories, and personal experiences from those who live on the North Dakota Plains. In this episode, we speak with Frank Kuntz, who claims to have the largest and oldest herd of Nakota horses in the world. He and his late brother Leo began working with these horses decades ago and soon discovered what an intelligent and compassionate breed they were.
I've been at it about 45 years. The first 20 years, we ended up bringing in horses, and realizing that we can bring in all we can, but if we don't get these horses out for people to use, where are you going to go with it? So it took us a long time to get these horses out. Nobody cared about them. You know, it was quarter horse. That was the horse, the American horse. You know, so we just made a commitment to them and started buying them up and doing the best we could with them. We learned so much because after we started working with them, we'd see them get into situations where a domestic horse would just tear itself up, you know, like get caught in something. They're smart. And I mean, like I said, we bought them for the hoof and the bone, but smart, compassionate animals. I've dealt with all kinds of horses during my lifetime, but very, very compassionate animals. You know, we have handicapped people in there, old people in there, and they're very cautious, very aware, and very kind to them. I've had to learn their language. You know, when I go in and work with them or try to move them, I use my eyes. Depends on what stance. I mean, you can kind of look forceful at me. I mean, it's all a language. I try not to look them in the eyes unless I'm trying to move them. You know, I'll watch their eyes. That's what they do to each other. You know, they have a language. And I haven't learned it all, but I know some of it. They talk to me. I mean, I can walk in the corral and be feeling bad about something, really hurt about something, and they just seem to know, and they'll just kind of come up and stand and put a nose by you, or they can hear your heartbeat 4 or 5 feet away. They can read your emotions like, bam.
Frank and his late brother Leo both served in Vietnam, and like many Vietnam veterans, they came home troubled. Frank explains how his relationship with the Nakota horses helped him to heal.
When you talk about health, whether it be physical or mental health, is when you got good things around you, it's good for your health then, regardless. You know, Leo ended up being shot over in Vietnam. He's only over there about 3.5 months. I was over there a full year. Both Leo and I volunteered. So I came back very angry. I was not proud of who I became and what I became and what our government was doing. I didn't even look at them people as people. You know, we had all kinds of derogatory terms for them. You didn't even look at them as people. But being there and seeing some of the things I saw, I mean, they're people. They have emotions. And yeah, they eat different than us and they look different than us, but they have all the same emotions we have. So, you know, like I said, I did things over there I was not very proud of. Things that I would have probably never done. And my brother came back. He got shot. He went to, they ended up medevacing him to Japan. And from Japan, they medevaced him back to Fitzsimmons down in Denver. When they were unloading the wounded soldiers, you know, off the planes and stuff, but there were protesters there calling them baby killers and throwing, you know, crap at them. You know, it's like Leo ended up being 50% disabled at the time. You know, we both came back with anger. You go to a local bar, your World War II vets, your Korean vets, call you losers because you didn't win the war. You know, so when we got involved with these horses and when we started learning and realizing more and more what they are, we made a commitment to them that we're going to speak for them. So it was kind of a healing thing for us because we figured we get these horses, represented the correct way and taken care of the correct way, you know, it kind of was like kind of a healing process. They helped me get rid of a lot of anger. You know, I was home and seeing better things around me, and you know, we didn't have the Nakotas right away when I got back, but we did have horses, and animals just kind of helped me feel better. So when we got involved with these horses, and it kind of helped us find a cause to offset the anger and the emotions that we dealt with in Vietnam and after Vietnam, you know, coming back as losers and things like that, you know, so it helped offset that a lot.
Produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy, this project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.